Hello, the Scribe Minister, the Prophetess, the Word of God, Episode 1. The Word of God, Episode 1. Yesterday I spoke to you about sense knowledge and revelation knowledge and how we are going to look at the Bible and that the Bible is revelation, it's not according to the senses. So where are we going to take our scripture? We're going to take our scripture from Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12. And so now we're going to use several versions of the Bible so that we can understand something that we want to go in depth and listen and know what we're talking about. So when I quote this scripture and I turn to another version, you should not be surprised at all. It's just for us to know what we're saying, that we are saying it accurately. Okay. So for the Word of God, that is Hebrews 4, 12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Then verse 13, curious scripture. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But I thought we're talking about the Word. Why is it not its sight? Why is it his? It's giving the Word of God personality. Why is it saying his sight? When you say his, you're talking about a person. He says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes. Oh, you're talking about the Word of God having eyes. Eyes of him. Again, giving him personality. You say the Word of God has eyes, and that of him with whom we have to do. Now, when you listen to this, you might wonder, what was the meaning of the Word of God is quick? Is he trying to say that the Word of God is a fast thing? But if you read the Amplified Version, now you will see that that word quick there is Old English, because King James is Old English. That word quick there is not that the Word of God is fast. Listen, now listen to the Amplified Version. I'm whetting your appetite for you to read versions, not just one version you do not understand and you grapple with the Word and say, oh, it's very difficult to understand. No, it's not. For the Word of God is living and active. For the Word of God is living and active. And then Amplified Version, another one, there are two types of Amplified Versions. It says, for the word that God speaks is alive. So for the Word of God is living, for the Word of God, that the Word that God speaks is alive. Alive and living is the same thing. Another version says, for the Word of God is a living organism. The Word of God is a living organism. So what is it saying? And I want to explain in such a way that you'll be able to understand it, because you have always learned according to your sight, according to your hearing and your smell, your senses. So I want to explain in such a way that from there I can now pull you and suck you into revelation knowledge. What is he saying? That for the Word of God is alive. Now remember that when we're in school, I don't know about how old you are, but when I was in school, we were using blackboards. So a teacher comes to the classroom and then draws a straight line in between the blackboards and separates it into almost two equal halves, okay? Then he writes on one side, living things, underlines it, then writes on the other side, the opposite side, non-living things. And ask the class, can you tell me, give me examples of living things? And then somebody will say, yes. What's a living thing? Say, me, a human being, I'm a living thing. They are crackling laughter. Yeah, yeah, we are human beings. We are living beings. Now somebody say, yeah, what again? Oh, my dog, dog, yes, dog, cow, yes. And so people are saying all kinds of things. Yes, these are living things. Let's say, can you give me an example of non-living things? Somebody says, yeah, what's a non-living thing? Somebody says, oh, the chair I'm sitting on, of course. The chair you're sitting on is a non-living thing. What about the table? Yes, the table is. What about the blackboard itself? Yes. And then what about the dress I'm wearing? Yes. Then shoe, all these are non-living things. So the teacher now says, now can you give me some characteristics, nature, the differences between living things and non-living things? Somebody says, yes. What's the difference? What is the nature of a living thing? So the living thing breathes. It breathes. Oh, yes. Non-living things do not breathe. Yes. Living things can see, yes. Non-living things cannot see, yes. Living things reproduce after their kind. I'm a man, so I can give birth, yes. You have a dog, your dog can give birth to puppies, yes. Can give birth to a litter, okay. So now there are differences between living things and non-living things. So, okay, so if I find this table, the teacher said, if I find this table breathing, Is it weird? Is it? No, it is not. It's paranormal. It's not normal. Okay. So what about if I find this chair walking home by itself? The whole class laughed. No, teacher. It's not possible for the chair to walk home by itself. Why? Because it's a non-living thing. So when we say God's word is alive, God's word is a living organism, God's word is alive, we are saying that God's word breathes. We are saying that God's word eats. We are saying that God's word can touch you. We are saying that God's word reproduces. We are saying that God's word hears. We are saying that God's word talks, it speaks. This is the nature of a living thing. Oh, you're so blessed. Are you getting excited? You are so blessed. Blessed. Bye.